topic for today is Kavod La'achar Misa, of course, in memory of Moreno or Luchatin Zatzal. The Gemara tells us, Pesachas Kiddush, in the first Makar on the sheet, that there's a mitzvah of Kavod Ave'eim La'achar Misa. Tan Rabbanim Chavza B'chayav, Chavza B'moso, talking about a parent. Moso Ketzad, Hey Omer Davar Shmuel, B'fiv, L'yomar Kach Amar Abed. Don't say this is what my father said. Ela kach amar ava mari harini kabaras mishkava. V'hani milo toch shrema sa kodesh, v'kan v'eilach omer zichronu l'vracha l'chaye olam abba. So there's a concept of kavar of parents after death. And I want to ask a basic question. Does this concept of kavar apply to a Rebbe after death? Is there a concept of kavar harav la'achar misa? I'll just mention as an aside that after my mother, Allah Shalom, passed away, so I asked Rabbi Luchatin about this halacha of Harini Kaparas Mishkavo. Every time you say your mother, is there a daf in the Shvar Shmuel? We could say like a halacha, you know, which I don't have so many halachas that I heard from my, you know, from my parents. So he said to me, he doesn't think people say it, and he thought it was Yura. He said that, you know, people don't do it as Yura. It was interesting because it reminded me of a different story with Rabbi Luchatin that when he lived here in Katamon, he didn't have a Zechel Korban on the side of his wall. And in his house, yeah. And when he moved to Allah Shmuel, he had one. So he said, they asked him, well, what's the difference? He said, you know, there's a lot of dinim zechel korban. Many of them we don't do. So Shulchan Aruch has, you know, you have a suda, you have all these different dinim. Is this the heat on? Is this
fun? It's supposed to be not wet.
Okay, fine. So he pointed out that the dinim zechel korban, it seems like more a function of what the minhag is. You know, they have tachshitim or meal, different things at the meal, we don't do that. You do what's makobol. So he said, if it's not makobol, it would be yura to do it. And he didn't think it was absolute chiyuv. And likewise, he said, here too, if people don't do it, just say, Allah shalom, and that would be sufficient. So I stopped saying, you know, and then the postscript is that my first sefer I dedicated in memory of my mother. So I had, right after she passed away, I wrote a hakdasha, and I wrote Harini Kaparas Mishkafo in the hakdasha. And then after Rabbi Luchatin told me that, you know, you shouldn't do it, and again, it probably depends on the community. Some communities, they do it. So I was sitting with my, not the editor, but the typesetter, who is a Hasidic Yid, and I said, I want to take it out, because, you know, I'm not saying Harini Kaparas Mishkafo. So he said, no, people say it. So I said, no, I really want to take it out. So he said, no. So I didn't want to argue with him. So I ended up having it in. No, it's fakir. The Ramah brings a daya that even if you say it, you shouldn't write it. Because when you write it, it's going to be there even after 12 months. And we see after 12 months, the person's already in Olam Haba, meaning. So what ends up happening, I didn't say it, but I have it in print, which is backwards from one day in the Ramah. Okay. In any case, that was part of Luchatin Halach, try to be normal, you know, and if people don't do it, so then there's halachic justification for it, so then you're able to follow that. Okay. Anyway, the Maisa, we have this din of Kavod Achar Misa by a parent. Yesh Lachkor, does it apply by a Rebbe? So we have a Mishnah in Bamitzia, Daflam Gimel, that tells us that when it comes to Kavod Harav versus Kavod Av, the Kavod Harav is greater. Says the Mishnah, a person is walking on the street, they see a wallet. They see two wallets. One is their father's wallet, one is their Rebbe's wallet. So which one do you save first? You save both, that's great. But let's say you fell in the river, you have to save one. So which one are you going to save first? Says the Gemara, Avedas Aviv, Avedas Rabo, Shal Rabo Kodemetz, Shal Aviv Evio La'olam Hazeh, V'Rabo Shalim Dut Chochma, Mevio L'chaye Ha'olam Haba. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says that you save the wallet of your Rebbe first, because your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba, which is greater than your parent who brings you to Olam Hazeh. And the Ram brings down the halacha in Perikei of Hilchos Talmud Torah, next source, K'shem she'odah mitzuvah v'kavod aviv v'yuraso, kako chai v'kavod rabo v'yuraso, yoser mi'aviv. She'aviv mevi'o l'chai Olam Haba, hazeh v'rabo shalim z'chochma mevi'o l'chai Olam Haba. So the Ram codifies this halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perikei halacha aleph. So based on that, you would think that if there's a halacha of kavod for a parent, it's kosher again that the halacha would apply to your Rebbe. And in fact, the Beis Yosef brings down in Siman Reish Mem Beis this halacha from the Rashbats, the author of the Tashbates, Rav Shimon ben Tzemach. Kosav Rav Shimon ben Tzemach, Vishuvosav, Shemaski Rava, Toth Yud Beis Chodesh, Tarek Lomar, Haini Kaparas Makshkavo, Vyesh Lumod Kain, Mikal Lachomer, Aviv Shekain Ra, Lemixas Achamim, Shemaskirin Rabbi Mesifreim, Omrim Kain Kosav Mori Rabbi, Ploni, Haraini Kaparas Mishkava. So he says it's a Kal Vachomer, presumably based on this mission of Hamatzia, that it's a din of Kavar Ha'av Achar Misa, certainly it's a din of Kavar Ha'av Achar Misa. Okay, now this Kal Vachomer isn't so pashut. Why is it not so pashut? There's a din of Hakas Ha'av. There's a din of Klilas Ha'av, right? The person hits their parents, draws blood, curse their parents. What's a din? Chai Misa. If you hit your Rebbe, you curse your Rebbe, Chai Misa? No. There's a din of Shiva. You sit Shiva for a parent. And what do you sit for a Rebbe? A Rebbe Mufik. You sit one day with some Kulu. There is a day in the Gemara that you sit Shiva and Shloshim for a Rebbe. But the Gemara says, L'gar mehu l'avet. That was one opinion, one more line. That's not the standard opinion we hold. Only Mixas Yom Kikulo one day. So the Matzevis Moshe, Seperish on Moy Katan, he points out that he wonders, why don't you sit Shiva on a Rebbe? If the mission of Avot Mitzvah says, Kavod HaRav is great and Kavod HaAv, why don't you say sit Shiva on a Rebbe? So he said, well, we don't really know. It could be in certain areas it's more Chomer, in certain areas it's less Chomer. I mean, you could get technical answers, you know, sitting Shiva, you don't do Malacha, could be it was a Hafsid, certainly it was a Dindra Abanan, so they wouldn't want to impose that on everybody, sit Shiva, would be Hafsid. If it's a din deraisa, he wonders, well, Shiva might be deraisa. According to this deraisa, then it should be a kavod chomer. He throws up his hands and says, you don't really know. So it's not so pashut, the kavod chomer that the Rashbat presents. But lemaisa, that's nifsak lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch. The question, though, is why doesn't the Rambam bring it? That's really what I want to discuss later in the shiur. The Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, and the Gemara does list dinim of kavod araf. You know, Hakam doesn't say the Kavod La'achar Misa, and likewise, why doesn't the Rambam bring it?
Pardon?
He brings down the din of the father, but not the din of by Rebbe. Meaning, why is it not explicit? The Rashba says it's a Kavod Chomer. So how come it's not furish in the Rambam? How come it's not furish in the Gemara? So just before we analyze why the Rambam doesn't bring it down, the Rashba said that he saw that mixas chachamim shemaskirim rabbim sifreim omrim kach v'kach kasav mori v'rabi ploni harenei kabaris mishava. So he saw that some mechavrim write that when they refer to the Rebbe in the first year. But the Darki Moshe there on the spot in Siman Reish Mem Beis points out a fairish Gemara in Sukkah that seems to say that you're supposed to say harenei kabaris mishava. The Gemara in Sukkah of Chav says Amri Shlakish harenei kaparas urchia uvanav. Shlaki says that he is a kapara. What happens to him should be a kapara for Avchia and his children. And Rashi says over there, Yisurin Habayin Alav, source number 5, the kaparasa shal Avchia one of you, Lashon Kavod hu Shemazkir Avi Horabo, Achar Misosu Tzorech Lomar Kain. Rashi says Tzorech Lomar Kain. So it's not just the Rashbat, it's also Rashi. The question is it a finished Gemara? Because the Yavit there on the Gemara points out, source number 6, the Chibi Yasera Nodas, Avchia one of. Amar Kash. Achvade Hayez Van Rav Acharav. Rish Lakish lived many generations after Rav Chiya. He never saw him. It wasn't really his Rebbe. So he just said it as a Lashon of Chiva to show how much he appreciated Rav Chiya and Uvanov. And they point out that there's Yerushalmi and Kilayim. So number 7, Rish Lakish, Shimon Lakish, Psalm Tlasa Masan Psalmos, Lemichmi Rav Chiya Ruba, Veloch Kamse. Rav Shimon Lakish fasted 300 fasts in order to somehow see Rav Chiya. He wanted to somehow have some type of Ruach HaKodesh, some type of to connect to Rav Chiya, who passed away before, and he wasn't successful. He never saw him, even though he fasted 300 times. So you see, Rish Lakish wasn't really a Talmud of Rav Chiya. So the din of Kavod HaRav, you know, the Chara didn't apply to him. He wasn't a Talmud of him, of his. So it could be just could be a Seder, like the Yavit says. But either way, we have the Rashbats, and we have Rashi. Again, seems like it's not a fairish Gemara. Rish Lakish might have only said it for Chiv Yaseira. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is then in source number 8, Shemaski Rabba Toch Yud Beis Chodesh Tzorich Lo Mareini Kaparas Mishkan. So there's such a din that the first 12 months, again, if nobody does it, so maybe it would be Yura. Sometimes it depends on your community. Some communities people do it. It's a function of what the norm is. Either way, the concept of Kavod HaRav, La'achar Misa, if we assume like the Shulchan Aruch, certainly exists, that there's a din of Kavod HaRav, La'achar Misa. And this manifests itself in many applications. If you look here at source number 9, the Psakim of Tshuvos, he's the son-in-law of the Piskei Tshuvos. He started writing on Yerodea. So he has over there, Nefarit od kamad inyani kavod rabo la'achar misa, shenisparu poskim, mitzvahs anos b'yom hashana. You should fast on the yortzeit. For those who fast on the yortzeit, it's interesting because he's chassidish, so most chassidim don't fast on the yortzeit, but okay. Litzvish mostly fast on the yortzeit. So he says you should fast on the yortzeit. V'chein roi la'alos al kivro b'yom tshuvot b'kever, mitzvah lomar kaddish achar rabbi shnei kaddish, maybe if there's no yisomim, or even if not, shnei kaddish in a rebbe. Umakum shenag v'shrak echad omar kaddish eino doche eshar avelim yishunat bidoch ad aravelim v'yesh nohagim mahaskar neshamas rabban v'haskaras neshamas. We say yizkar, you say yizkar in a rebbe, you say kaddish, you say yizkar, din of kavod ha'av, those halachos apply to kavod ha'rav likewise. Okay, so this is what the Piskei Tshuvos presents as the accepted halacha. There are other applications of this. If you look in source number 12, the Igros Moshe writes, "V'chein ulay hu asu lirchos avi v'chamiv achar misa." The question: who does the tara? Who does the tara for the mace? Can a child do a tara for his parents? Can a son-in-law do a tara for his father-in-law? So is that a chisaron of kavod av to do? You know, you're trying to do chesed shel emes, but you see the person naked. So just like in the mikveh, you shouldn't be there when they're tovel. So you should maybe not do a tara. Then he writes, "Umashenakat kam din rabo also b'merchas she'ino mishum hiror mishum kvodo ked isa v'rashi who mishum negam achar moso chayv kvodo." So Rav Moshe assumes, the Pashit, the Talmud shouldn't do the Rebbe, shouldn't do the tara for the Rebbe because it's a davar Pashit, there's kavod achar misa. That's what Rav Moshe assumes. There's a din of kavod achar misa. How it's manifest, it's a question, but okay. If you look here, source number 13, the Hagos, Hanhagos, and Pesachim from Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. Harochesh Sefer Shal Rabba, Haru Makayim Bechach Mitzvah Gedola Shal Mo Rebbe Kol Yom Rabba. If you buy your Rebbe's Sefer, presumably even after his death, you're Makayim Mitzvah of Kavod Rabba. And I saw the Cheshuk Yichem, he brings down this din, from the Psakim of Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. He says a person has a choice to buy two Sfarim, a Sefer of one of the Kadmonim, Rishon, you can buy Ritva, or you can buy Rebbe Sefer. He says, buy Rebbe Sefer. It's a mitzvah, in addition to Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah of Kavod HaRav, which is Tachidish. Okay. In any case, yeah. So there is a concept of Kavod HaRav Achar Misa, even though it's not explicit in the Gemara, and it's not explicit in the Rambam, the post can run with it, and they assume there's a concept of Kavod HaRav La'achar Misa.
Exactly. Okay. So
the Rama, it's interesting how far does this go? Meaning, how far do you push Kavod HaRav? It's interesting. Some people say, your Rebbe, you can't argue with your Rebbe. If you look here at source number 16, this is the Chedves Yaakov. This is Yaakov Adas. He was a Dayan here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, 50 years ago. The yeshiva up the hill called Kold Yaakov is named after him. His Talmud, his son, Rabbi Yehuda Adas, started a yeshiva here in Bavigan, named after him. So he writes like this, Chazina in source number 16, Ve'im listor divi rabo achar misa, filu betoev, ve'im levata psaktin, gawin yana gufa. He wants to, you should never argue with the Rebbe, even if he made a mistake, even after he's passed away. Very, very extreme. This is against the standard understanding. The reason I mention this is because some people have this approach that, oh, whatever the Rebbe said is kosher kadosh. It's important to have allegiance to your Rebbe, but it's also important to think for yourself. And I think that's something that sometimes gets blurred. If you look at the Ramah, source number 14, Mutar lachlok olav, you can argue in a Rebbe, v'psak ohara, im yesh lo rayas v'chochas l'dvarav shedinimo. If you have a raya that you're right, you're allowed to argue in a Rebbe. And the Ramah says, the Shach, 15. We always had people arguing. You can't say everything your Rebbe says is kosher kadosh, you can't argue. That's Darka Shal Torah. So the Shach says, not so fast. Maybe you have to ask permission to argue in your Rebbe. Okay. But you certainly, if you ask permission, or Shemes. After your Rebbe passes away, you can't ask permission. Then you can argue if you have Rayas. This is also something that I think Rav Lichtenstein was very into. I remember he once told us that Rav Hutner said to him that if you're Talmud argues with your Rebbe. It's like Tisha B'Av. He had tremendous. The Rebbe's had this approach that the Talmud has to be mamash like the Rebbe, and Lichtenstein didn't agree with that. He thought that you have to teach your students to be independent, and if it means they argue with you, that's great. They have Toshim Shemaim, they have Rayas. That's something that's legitimate. I heard from Rabbi Goldman, who here said once, what was the difference between the Rav and other Rosh Hashivas? Many Rosh Hashivas said, think like I think. And the Rav used to say, think, comma, like I think. Meaning he taught you how to think, and then once you knew how to think, he was willing and proud of his Talmidim if they learned the Sugya and came to a different conclusion, so long as they didn't change their mind, that they were trying to find the emet. Kavod HaRav certainly exists according to all these post-game Achar Misa. It doesn't mean you can't argue. That doesn't mean if I care. The Rebbe wants you to think and to be independent and to bring Rais Kaki Dakar Shal Torah, as the Shach says, Mimosa Tanayim, Amorayim, Amorayim, etc. That means from the Tumas Adesh. In any case, I remember when I went in college, so Rav Soloveitchik was alive. And they had an Eruv. The Moshe was against having an Eruv, they had in the Chal.
Which
college? I lived in YU. And they had an Eruv in YU not crossing Amsterdam. There are two Eruvs. So if you lived in Moore, you can go to Cheder Ochel with your key. If you lived in Mass, you had to put your key in the mailbox, cross the street, and then, because it didn't go over Amsterdam Avenue. When it came back to YU after I lived in Eretz Yisrael, after college, so the Eruv went across. What happened? Rav Soloveitchik passed away. So Rav Shekhar says, Mutter. So he didn't want to build an Eruv. So I always thought it was like strange. But it's really not. It's a parish in the Ramah. You're allowed to argue with your Rebbe. At a college for the Rebbe, you know, he didn't want to build an Eruv when Rav Soloveitchik was alive. Once he was Nifter, he built the Eruv. So again, you have to be Gila Hara. You can't stop arguing, but if a person is Gila Hara, so you're allowed to have different opinions. And that's not a chisar and a common Rav, just the important point that Lukasin would have certainly agreed. He was an extension. I don't know if he learned by him formally, but he was, the Rav's brother. He was certainly a senior Shiva, for many years. In any case, the question I really want to deal with, like I said before, is why isn't this explicit in the Gemara? Why isn't this explicit in the Rambam? Is it possible that others argue? And I think it's possible. I think it's possible that there might not be a din of Kavod HaRav Achar Misa. Even though there's a din of Kavod HaAv Achar Misa, as mentioned before, in the Sefes Moshe, they're different halachas. The Kavod HaRav and Kavod HaAv are different. And it's not necessarily a fair Kal V'chomer, just because the Mishnah says that the Kavod HaRav is Kodem L'Kavod HaAv, in terms of the Metziah, doesn't necessarily mean that for all halachas that's the case. And I think there might be a Yerushalmi that would indicate this way. If you look at the Mishnah in Shkalim, the Mishnah speaks about Mosar HaKever. Mosar HaKever means that people raise money to help bury somebody. So they raise too much money. They raise $3,000 and only cost $2,500. What do they do with the extra money? So there's a Machokas in the Mishnah. Some say give it to the Yorshim. Some say Yemunah. But Nathan says you use it to build a Nefesh. You build like some type of Matseva on top of the Keter. So let's look at the Mishnah, source number 17. Nathan Omer Mosar HaMeis. What is a nefesh? The parish of the Tachlin Chatin says, "Klavar binyon atziyun sheyazeichel lenafsho sheidekem yiskor nafsho hu kavod lemes." You build like it's a machlokas if it just means a regular matzeva or it means like a sufer matzeva, like what they call an ohel. Like you have very like tzaddikim if you go to tzfat to have in certain caves like an ohel. The Rav Shirevi is an ohel. So or it's just mean a kever. Either way, there's something you build with kavod lemes, right? It's a kavod lemes. So the Yerushalmi on that. Mishnah in Shkalim, Beis Hay, source number 18. Tani Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ein Osi Nefashos L'Tzadikim Divrayan Ein Ein Zichron. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says you're not supposed to make an Omer for a mace. Divrayan Ein Ein Zichron means we want to emphasize the content. We don't want to emphasize the kever. You know, Reb Moshe wrote Igros Moshe and he has a kever. We should learn Igros Moshe. We shouldn't be super involved in the kever. If you look at the Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Avel. Mitzayim es kol batei kfaros boni nefesh al kever. The tzaddikim ein boni hal nefesh al kibroseim. She divrei nein zichronam. For liyafana adam levakar kfaros. The Rambam says a very controversial thing. Liyafana adam levakar kfaros. You shouldn't go visit graves. So some people were unwilling to accept this. The Radbaz and the Spot says, no, he doesn't mean it. He just means you shouldn't open up the grave, which is strange. But it's Pashas the Rambam, so you shouldn't go to Uman, and you shouldn't go to Queens to see the Rabbi, and you should learn his Torah.
You shouldn't go to Eastern Rabbi.
You shouldn't go to Rashbi. You should learn his Torah. All right? That's the Pashas of the Rambam. And that's what the Rivash says. The Rivash says, it's a continuation. Tzadikim ein boni lam nefesh al kivreihem shekivreihem zichronam. And because the Ibrahim are Zichronam, you shouldn't go visit their kever, you should learn their Torah. As you can imagine, you know, there are different approaches to this. It's not the mainstream approach. Even in terms of Ein Bonin Nefesh HaTzadikim, many Gedolim have very elaborate matzevos and even like oils on top of their kever. Reb Moshe's tshuva, it's actually a tshuva that he wrote to Mr. Gross, who built this building. He wrote a shuvah to Mr. Gross, and he writes there that the Rambam doesn't mean, or even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel doesn't mean ein osi nefashos, that it's usher to do it. It just means you don't have to, which is a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. He says, look, if you open the rif on Brachos, it says a nusach of a matzeva on the rif's kever. It's printed in right before the rif. So you see, Gedolim had matzevos on all generations, so it can't be. So the pashas is we just don't pass like the Rambam, you know. But we don't pass like the Shoshami. But Rav Moshe didn't want to accept that. He said that no, even the Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't say it's usher, it just means that you don't need to. But the Pashas of the Rambam, it's usher. The Pashas of the Shoshami say you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to emphasize the kever, you have to emphasize the content of their works. And there's a very beautiful letter of Rav Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin is the son of the Nesiv. And this letter is printed at the beginning of the Nesiv's Perish on Shas, Moroi Sodeh. So they bring a letter. The Nesiv died, I think, 1893 or so, a little after he closed the yeshiva of Elashim, which was heartbroken, they closed the yeshiva. And that's what they say. I mean, he was all elderly, but he apparently was very, very depressed. In any case, a couple of years later, one of the Talmudim Nesiv writes to Chaim Berlin, Nesiv's son, how come they didn't write a sefer yet about your father? We were looking to have a Gedolim stories about your father. And he writes back, and this is printed in the Hakdama to Moravi Sadeh, he says that my father had tremendous respect for Rekiv Eger. Mamish, every time he went to Rekiv Eger, he was tittering. And once I saw they published a book about Rekiv Eger, so I brought him the sefer. I thought he'd be excited to see it. He didn't want to open it. He didn't want to open it. He quoted the Yerushalmi. In Osin, Afashas, Tzadikim, Divrehen, Hein, Hein, Zichrona. He said that, what do we have to learn about the history of Rekiv Eger? Let's learn, which is an interesting approach. Again, I don't necessarily subscribe to it. I think that learning about Gedolim can be very, very inspirational, depending on how the books are written. If they're just sugar-coated, it's usually not so helpful. We spoke about this, right? Yeah. If it's inspirational, so then it's midos, and you know, it can be very nice. I actually like learning reading books, especially if they're you know, accurate and inspirational. But either way, this concept of Divrein, Hein, Hein, Zichronam is something that the Netziv apparently felt strongly about. And they say that on the first yahrzeit of the Kotzker, the Ger Rebbe, the Kedusha Arim, who was his Talmud, set out to the Beis HaKfaros. It was a nice day, and suddenly there was a big storm. And he said, this must be a simon that I shouldn't be going, the Kotzker wouldn't be happy that I'm spending my time going to the gather. In any case, Lamaisa, you have this Yerushalmi, you have this Rambam, Divrei Hein Hein Zichronam, in Osin, in Bonin, Lahem Nefesh as a Rambam, as she Divrei Hein Zichronam. And I wonder, this is a suggestion, I wonder if maybe the concept of Kabbal Achar Misa is something that is not mentioned in the Bavli, maybe the Rambam doesn't bring it down. Maybe the reason for that is because we don't want to emphasize Kavod Achar Misa. Because really, the relationship with the Rebbe is not a physical relationship. Meaning a parent brings you into this world. So a parent departs from this world, so there's sadness. Again, when Rebbe departs, there's also sadness. But something changed drastically. The father isn't here, the mother isn't here. The relationship with the Rebbe, on some level, was always a spiritual relationship. Meaning you say good morning, now you can't say good morning. But the relation was spiritual, and therefore maybe the concept of Kabbalah Achar Misa is something we don't want to emphasize. Maybe it doesn't even exist, because, again, the more extreme way of saying is that the Rebbe never dies. Tzadikim, you know, or Chaim. That would be a very extreme way of approaching it. I'm not saying that far. I don't think that's all it does.
brings you.
What?
That line about your father brings you into this world. You know,
right, right.
So this world, you honor your father.
Right, right. And for the Rebbe, it's next world, and then he never died. So Mela.
It's not about this world that they're in.
You could take, again, I don't want to say that, I just don't want to say so extreme, because you do tell Kriya, and you do say Sit Shiva, Mixa Sayom, there's still a certain amount of Avelus. Say your father, your Rebbe didn't die, so why are you taking Kriya? So, I mean, we'll get to it in a minute, but like that would be a more extreme way of saying it. I think you can say it in a less extreme way that we don't want to apply these halachas because, of course, you died, but we don't want to emphasize the kavod hameis because we want you to it's just like we don't want you to visit the kever. We want you to rather engage the works, engage in the Torah.
Right.
I should mention, I was talking to Rabbi Benesh about this, so he said, well, maybe this din of Karini Kaparas Mishkava applies only to a child, not to a Talmud, because there's a concept of Bra Karadavua, that a son is Mizaka, his father. Maybe that doesn't apply to a Talmud, and therefore the concept of Karini Kaparas Mishkava might not apply. There might be but that wouldn't say there's nothing to cover Rav, not going to be, just that halacha doesn't apply. Meaning, but either way, I think it's possible that the din, like I said, of Kavod HaRav Akramitza either doesn't exist or is muted. Because we're going to think that's the Ikr. I should mention there is one Gemara in the Dorim Yudbeis of an Aleph that speaks about a person answering something, meat and wine is aser like Yom Shemes Bo'aviv, Yom Shemes Bo'Rabbi. So there's Machlokes Rishonim what that means. Is that referring to like the day the father actually died, the day the Rebbe died, or is that talking about the Yortzeit? Some Rishonim refer to talking about the Yortzeit, and then it would be a Raya in the Farish Gemara that there's a concept of a Yortzeit, and you should, again, it would sound like you shouldn't eat meat and wine on the Yortzeit, which isn't something we necessarily know. It's a little bit hard to know what to do with that Gemara, if that's what it means. But either way, there isn't any Farish Gemara, let's put it that way. There's no Farish Gemara that says there's a concept of Kavod HaRav Achar Misa. And I'm saying maybe the reason is because even if it exists, we want to mute it, we don't want to emphasize it, or maybe it doesn't exist at all. Meaning the more extreme way to say it doesn't exist at all. There is no kavod in the Rambam. We'll say there's no kavod Achar Misa because we want you to focus on the content. And even if it does exist, it's not explicit because we don't want you to emphasize it at the expense of the content. Okay, so I don't have a clear raya for this. Wilkinson never required us to have clear raya. It's a possibility. So I think that's a legitimate possibility. I think it's an interesting omission of the Rambam and of the Gemara, really. And it might be based on the Shushan. I do want to mention, just briefly, that there, of course, is an insert from a Vaza once Rebbe after Misa. That's a Yerushalmi in my cousin, source number 20. Vaza is Zalkin Afilu Achar Misa, Tzag Nidoi. It's brought down in the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's one of the Kaftal things that you get Nidoi for. And the Rav Yoha in source number 22 sounds like it's even worse than Mevazin after death. So look at the Rav Yoha. Vasa Zakin Afilu Achar Misa. Afilu Achar Misa sounds like it's less problematic. Afilu Achar Misa. The Kulu Afilu Misnesin. Afilu the Amar Hacha Afilu Achar Misa. Mashu the Chol Shekin Bechaim. The Medrash Rav Tuchu Mashu the Unesh Chiruv Mesim Godol Yosef Arim Bechaim. Maybe it's worse to Mevazin your Rebbe after Misa than during his life. And he can't respond after Misa. No, it's, in any case, there certainly there's a concept of Zion Harav Achar Misa, which is an Isser. And likewise, like I said before, there's certainly a din of Kriya. If you look at the Gemara in Katan, Chafav Mun Aleph, the Gemara says, Elu Krayim Shems Achim, Avi, V'im, Avi, Ram, Ashur, the Torah. You have a Tchiv Kriya on a parent and on a Rebbe. And how do we know that? We learn from Elisha. Chsev, right? Elisha Ra. Who mitzayik avi avi rechav yisrael farashav avi avi is a parent rechav yisrael farashav is a rabbi. So says the Gemara Rish Laki Shlod Yochanan Leu Chayu. He didn't die. I mean, came to the chesiv v'laroad the gabi today kameis dami, which is a fascinating idea. The why do you tear? It's a clear question. Kriya halos kriya. Why do you tear? Is it didn't cover a mace? Eliyahu never died, so there's no cover a mace. So if you look at the Ritva here, it sounds like there's a concept of maybe Kriya is a way that you deal with your loss. Meaning, it's not a kavod hameis. Eliyahu didn't die. But from my perspective, I'm not a Zayin Rebbe, so I have to deal with my tzar. I have to express it. I have to, So the fact that you tell Kriya when your Rebbe dies doesn't necessarily mean that it's been a kavod hameis. Right? And in fact, if you look at the Rambam, look at the tour, source number 26. Ram Dima Osol Avim Imo Shakara Achamagal Libo. The Ram holds that when you, on your Rebbe dies, you have to tear all your garments. You know, you tear all the way down to your heart and all your garments, like our parents. The Ramban and the Rosh say no, it's like Shar Kovim. You only tear a tefach on a Rebbe. You don't tear like a parent. So here you see that the tearing on a Rebbe is less, according to the Ramban and the Rosh, than the tearing on a parent. If you look at the Yerushalmi, Sirsam 27, I'll call a basic inam gal libo, el avi imo, divir meir, Shmuel b'shem Rav Dumi, artanchum, mipnesha bitaltan imenu, mitzvahs kavod. Which is fascinating, because the first source I started with is there's a concept of kavod ha'av, achar mitzvah. And the Yerushalmi is saying here that why do you tear and megal libo when your parent dies? Because you know mitzvahs kavod. When you know mitzvahs kavod, it's kavod achar mitzvah. Apparently, either he argues on the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi holds there's no kavod achar mitzvah, or the ikar manifestation of kavod is gone. You have a very minor ability to mechaved your parent la'achar mitzvah. You know, and you can say achrei nekadosh mishkava. You can do using kaddish. There's not much you can do. But what's interesting, I think, is that al kol ha'meisim ino megal libo. Right, this is a source from the Ramban. Al kol ha'meisim ino megal libo, except for on a parent. So they should be taught them in Mitzvah's Kavod, but by a Rebbe, so what does that mean? By a Rebbe, there is Mitzvah's Kavod? So again, you can take it in different directions. You can say that there is Mitzvah's Kavod, we don't want to emphasize it. Or maybe it's Kavod, it's not like Kavod Achar Misa, because it's not really Achar Misa. It's like I said before, your Rebbe, again, if you want to take the extreme, your Rebbe didn't die, the relationship still exists, or even... if you don't want to say that, you want to say like the standard psak that we do have a din of kavod achar mitzvah. It exists, but we don't want to emphasize it. Something in that direction. So again, there's probably different ways to formulate this. There's certainly different ways to formulate this. But the upshot of what I wanted to suggest is that if the Gemara says source number one, there's din of kavod achar mitzvah, harei in kavod mishkavo. The Rashbats says that that's true. The halacha and the Shulchan passes that way, and there's a plethora of halachas of kavod achar mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't mention it. And I wonder why. One way of saying it is, okay, he doesn't mention it, but he meant it. Okay, it could be. One way of saying it is, he didn't mention it, you know, because the din of, like Rabinar said, the din of Harein Kavod Mishkavo only applies to a child. It doesn't apply to a student. But then everything else would apply. But I'm suggesting, maybe based on Yerushalmi, that the Rambam brings that Divreim Heinim Zichronam, that we don't want to talk about Kavod Achar Mitzvah. We don't want to relate to Kavod Achar Mitzvah. Of course, you can't be mivazi your Rebbe, chas v'shalom, and you can't. You should tear kri on your Rebbe, you know, and you sit shiva for mitzvah kikulo. But the concept of kavod ha'meis would somehow detract potentially from engaging in the content of the Rebbe's Torah. And just like you don't visit the grave of your Rebbe, you also don't. You're not involved in kaddish. You don't fast on the yahrzeit, etc. Why? Because from your perspective, your Rebbe's here. You want to continue engaging this Torah because your relationship, as you pointed out, was spiritual. It wasn't that he brought you to Olam Hazeh. He brought to Olam Haba, and he's an Olam Haba, and therefore you continue the relationship on some level. Again, it's a suggestion. It's not clear. The fact that you tear Kriya potentially is a Kasha. Why do you tear Kriya? So I'm saying maybe you tear Kriya to express your. It's funny because the Gemara says in Moikatan that there were. We toured not just once, they toured 13 times. Every time they said the Shmuel from the Rebbe, they felt so bad, and they said halacha, they tore again and again and again. So it seems like the tearing, I brought the Ramban, who says the tearing is less than apparent. It's only a tefach, not megal libo. The Gemara has a idea that you know, it doesn't sound like it's a chiyuv, but there were certain amorai who would tear again and again because they were so distraught at the loss of the Rebbe. So you could be distraught, but it doesn't mean it didn't cover a mace necessarily. In fact, the makor is Elio, who didn't die. So it could be just a way of dealing with your tsar, not necessarily didn't cover the mace, because the extreme way of formulating it would be that the Rebbe didn't die, or you could say it less extreme, like I said. I just want to conclude with an interesting observation. Let's assume that there is a didn't cover the mace achar, covered harav achar mace. That's the psak shacharav. Say a karei kavaras mishkavah. How does that relate to kavod ha'av la'achar mitzvah? So what would you say, Yisvara?
Meaning, would they still be a different?
Which would be greater? Meaning, because kavod ha'av, you have to say kaddish. So you're going to say kaddish for your, you know, Rebbe first, or for your father first, or you're going to say, you're going to mention them in Yiskar. So which one are you going to mention first? What's the hierarchy? So based on the mission, what would you think?
The Ra
would be first.
Meaning if you say that there is Kabbalah, like you say, just like the Father's like,
right, it's a Kabbalah Homer. The Rashba says it's a Kabbalah Homer, right?
It's a Kabbalah.
So potentially, since here it's interesting, there's actually a debate about this issue. If you look here at source number 10, there's Lubush Mordechai. Lubush Mordechai was written by Moshe Mordechai Epstein. He was a Rebbe in Slobodka, and then he made Aliyah, and he opened the Chevron Yeshiva in Hebron, and then the Chevron Yeshiva after Tarpat came to Yerushalayim. So he has Chuvas Lubush Mordechai. So he says, V'yadua v'dibrei ba'al mechaber v'kute Chaver ben Chaim. Chaver ben Chaim is a sefer, so it's like 10 or 11 volumes, of a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, so Chizkiah Floyd, and his Rashi Tevis Chaver Chizkiah ben Rivka ben Chaim. He wanted to mention his mother's name in the name of the Sefer. So Chaver ben Chaim Chizkiah ben Rivka ben Chaim, which is actually interesting. He was Talmud of Chassam Sofer. Today, you know, you sometimes people like want to put in their mother's name. You have an Aliyah. You say Ben, you know, your father and your mother. People look at you like you know you're. So, but the concept of mentioning your mother is Scheinberg in his farm. He writes, you know, Pinchas, Ben, and he quotes his mother's name, Hooverman next door from the Chala, always wrote his mother's name in his when he signed. In any case, it's interesting, you know, that in a certain felt, it's QQA. You know, in a different felt, it becomes a statement of, you know, other things. In any case, so he quotes the Chaver Ben Chaim. So the Talmud of Chizkiah Floyd said Kaddish on the Tzam Sofer, even though he had children. It wasn't like he didn't have children. He had children, he still said Kaddish on his Rebbe. Da'ainu kiben alaviv, kumash amru b'tchum hamaduchtei, da'filu b'kadima kodem. So you think from this source that it's actually, it takes precedence. Kaddish on your father, on your Rebbe, it takes precedence over Kaddish on your. In today, it's like one size fits all because everybody says Kaddish. Once upon a time, people would have to like take one Kaddish at a time. In some shuls, if you go up to the Gra upstairs in Piska Street, they don't let you, if you dive upstairs in the Gra, they if you want to say Kaddish, you have to ask the Gabbai, and everybody says a churn. You can't say Kaddish with everybody. It's not like everybody says in unison. So the question becomes who has Kadima for Kaddish? It's your Yortzei for your Rabbi, and somebody else is Yortzei for his father. So, the pashas is that your Rebbe would come first. If you look at the Chassam Sofer himself, though, if you look at source number 11, afilo haya olav k'tzas mitzvah kibud imuchev l'shad lomar kaddish or rabo im lohi lobanim. He says it's only lohi lobanim. Well, ein havein l'mechuyav l'liach lomar kaddishim shavahem. So the Chassam Sofer, kaddish and Rebbe is very nice, but it's not going to take precedent over kaddish on another chiyuv. Seems like even on a brother, even a, you know. In any case, again, this question: if you say Kaddish on other siblings, only on parents. But either way, would it take precedence on Kaddish on a parent? In any case, it's interesting. If you look here at source number 28, this is the Mayim Amukim. This is the Mayim Amukim has two volumes. The first volume was the Re'eim with Eliyahu Mizrahi, and the second volume, Mayim Amukim, was written by Eliyahu Ben Chaim, the Ranach. So it's in Turkey. Yeah, Rav of Constantinople. He lives a little bit after the Beis Yosef. You can call him like an early Avra. He says like this. He talks about using case. A person was invited to a wedding of the child of the Rebbe. And this person is avelus on their parent. So can you go to the wedding? You're an avelus. Now it's even more interesting. The Rebbe already died. You're invited to the wedding of the son of your Rebbe. Your Rebbe died and your father died. He assumes that there's a mitzvah of kavod harav to go to the son, your Rebbe's son's wedding. It's not kiddush to me. Kavod harav acharis, to go to your Rebbe's son's wedding. Okay, you show kavod to your Rebbe by going to his son's wedding. Now he wonders, are you allowed to go to your Rebbe's son's wedding if you're an avelus for your parent?
Right.
But maybe since kavod harav is greater than kavod harav, it should be mutter to go. That's what he says. And again, 28. The chaven should be shum kavod who yesh litkos mitzvah kavod harav. If avu kavod harav kvarni spakesh lishiva shal ma'alav, He thinks that the cover of the child is covered to the Rav. Okay, it's a chiddush. Basically, he says that you should go to the wedding because kavod harav is greater than kavod ha'av. A minute ago, I pointed out that Chassam Sofer says that you can say kaddish on a rebbe, but it's not going to take precedence over a father. And if you look at the Mishnah Sachir, this is the author of the Eman Yismechim. He was a Hasidic anti-Zionist, and then in the middle of the war, he changed his hashkafa, because it's always happening, and he wrote Eman Yismecha, Zionist work. And then he was unfortunately killed by the Nazis in Slovakia in 1944, towards the end of the war. So he writes here in Mishnah Sachir, Sh'elav Echad Sh'erosu L'Haskar Rabba L'Haskar S'Shabbos. He wants to mention his rebbe in Yiskar. Who do you mention, your father or your rebbe? First, the Mishnah says Mamatzia that Kavod Rabba is called. Maybe you should mention your rebbe first in Yiskar. Shuvah. Zavar Zay Yishlam Medrash Rabba Rus. He quotes a Medrash that speaks about Rav Meir davening for Acher, his rebbe, and the Medrash says that he davened for his father first. So it says the Mishnah Sachir, Herde Kolpanim Hayat Sarich. They're both in the same graveyard. Who do you visit first? Your rabbi or father? Says the Mishnah Sachir, visit your father first. So it's interesting that even though the Maim Amukim says that Kavod HaRav takes precedence over Kavod HaAv Lachar Misa, the Mishnah Sachir says maybe the Chaim Kavod HaRav takes precedence. Lachar Misa, Kavod HaAv takes precedence over Kavod HaRav. And if you look here at the Shevet HaLevi, or Vosner, says the Eim Mizeh Kol Kach Raya Hasam Al Avi V'Rav Kamer L'Inin L'Chani Kavod V'Olam and Shabbos. Even though we say in this world, Rabba Kodem, Nimsik Halacha B'Yordeya, Taka Linen Kesher Nefesh V'Guf, Linen Didan Aviv Kodem. At the end of the day, your parent is your parent. So he's Kodem. So Kavod HaRav is nice, Achar Misa, but Kavod HaAv takes present. Kasher Sover V'Tchilus HaGov. Upam Shamati Mori Agon Rav Meir Shapira. He was Talmud Rav Meir Shapira. He was the Rav in Bnei Brak of Zichron Meir. Zichron Meir was started, that Shekhinah was started in the 30s after Meir Shapira passed away. And they chose Rav Vosner to be the Rav, he was a Talmud of Meir Shapira. So Shamati Mimori Hagon Meir Shapira, Av Bezin Lublin. He was standing there in the graveyard of Lublin. Hayasafik Imalekas Chilo Lekavr Shal Rabbeinu HaMarashal, Olachoza Lublin. Chosa Lublin is a great Chassidish Rebbe. And the Marashal is one of the great poskim. And he's also in Lublin. So which grave should you go first? He had a raya that you should go to. So it's interesting. I mean, so he wants to say the same halacha would apply to a parent and a rabbi. Who do you go first? Whoever died more soon recently. So we have 3 days here. Is it that Kavod HaRav takes precedence even Achar Misa? That's what the Maim HaMukim is saying. Is it that Kavod HaAv takes precedence to Achar Misa? That's what the Mishnah Sachir is saying. Or what the Shevet HaLevi is saying, the Shevet Meir Shapira, that depends who was Nifter most recently. Whoever is Mr. Nifter more recently, he would take precedence. And then he says, Mikomoko Misveka, he says, Yirah Shiasa Katkhila Kakshi Yavra, the Kever Aviv. In order to avoid the question, just pass by your father's kever. Once you're near your father's kever, so I don't know how that avoids the suffix. The question, which one to go first? So, you know, you make it in a way that you enter the basic forest in a place where you're next to your father's kever, so you're not going to, you know, if you're in a litzvah, and then you're going to go to his kever first. So that's just an interesting presentation here. If we assume there is been a kavod HaRav Misa, which we assume the halacha, if vis-a-vis kavod HaRav, is it greater HaRav Misa also? Or no, maybe HaRav Misa, kavod HaRav is greater. Or maybe it's equal, and then whoever was nifter more recently, it's interesting, why would more recently play a factor in terms of the kavod? The fact that he was... Pardon? The chi was called... No, it's talking about visiting it. But anyway, I just wanted to conclude with Gemara in Baba Kama, that says Zayin Obeys, Gemara quotes the pasuk by Chizkiah, the kavod asur lavosa. They did a kavod for Chizkiah, Lamash Rashiva Yeshiva Akivra. They learned Torah in his memory. And the Rav said, you see from here that the biggest kavod you can do to a person is to learn Torah in their memory. Look at Rashi, at the very end of the Gemara, last source. Police Sunday blood, the Gemara had started there with a woman, what her status was. So the Gemara says they waited three regalim until they resolved the issue. So Rashi says, what does three regalim mean? And like we think, it means, you know, the Shlosh regalim. So you tell me the Chavim, which was the Shlosh Rashi, Hilchos Pesach, or Pesach, Maisa Shoelis, Behem, Betshuvas, the Shoelis Behem. So three regalim mean three times to speak with his colleagues to resolve the Shiloh. And then Rashi says, Betshuvas, a Gaode, Matsasi, what does it mean, Riglai Damurai? It doesn't mean regalim like Pesach and Shavuos. Haynu yom shameis v'adam gano. Kavim osu l'chvodo. V'neishana v'shana shalgiya osu yom iskapsi v'alnei chachomim v'kol svivav v'boim al-kivro v'mshar ha'am l'hoshi v'yishiv v'sham. Says Rashi, v'shem v'shubas ha'onim, that there's a concept of celebrating the yortzeit of Adam Gano by learning Torah l'zichro. So that's essentially what we've done here. So just to summarize, really I wanted to discuss the possibility of whether or not the din of kavod l'akhar misa really exists. The halakha we assume it does exist. And I suggest that maybe according to the Yerushalmi, Ein Osi Nefash Tzadikim, Divim Sikronam, there is a din of kavod l'akhar misa. Maybe that's the Rambam's omitzes halakha. Even the Bavli seems to omit it as well. And that was a suggestion. And then lastly, if we assume it does exist, how it... It fares in terms of the vis-a-vis the Kavod HaAv, is it greater, is it lesser, is it equal, etc. Seder.